Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. My prayer is that you are encouraged, transformed, and equipped through each episode. Welcome everybody to the Patty Valenzuela podcast. It's always a joy to be with you guys and listening from wherever you're listening and wherever you're watching. It's always a joy to just connect with you guys and just bring a word each week and directly from God. I really like to pray about this, and I feel to come to you, and I did a message on our Easter service online on being cross-centered versus crisis-centered, and I just feel like I need to pick up from where I left off because I only gave one point, and it was just so much material I didn't cover, so I'm going to cover one more point, and I'll probably come and bring them in this podcast to just bring some and shed some light and bring some revelation as to how do you live a cross-centered life. If you've not heard the preaching, I would recommend that you go and listen to it. We have it in Spanish, we have it in English, and go to ignitemovement.org and you will find the message there. It's very key for you to see it because I had a very strong, deep encounter with God last weekend, this Saturday, and the Lord started to give me a fresh revelation, deeper, more profound revelation of the cross. We never really become masters at knowing the cross. And Paul understood that. So I'm going to read to you a quick scripture found in Galatians chapter 6, verse 14. Paul was always talking about the cross, the resurrection of Jesus, how Jesus, his death is actually inside of him. And he would say things like, I carry around the death of Jesus wherever I go. Well, Galatians 6, 14 says, may I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. And so what he's saying is that if there's anything I'm going to boast about, it's going to be about the cross. I'm not going to boast about anything else. And so being cross-centered is so key. And when I came to Jesus, and one of my pet peeves and one of my a holy anger, and I think it's a healthy anger, is that most people live their lives in Christianity not attaining and not receiving the fullness of what the cross did for us, what Jesus already did on that cross. And so we walk around bound, we walk around in sin, people walk around, just bound by the past and hurts and fears and not really attaining the fullness of Jesus. Well, none of us want the death of Jesus to be in vain. I'm sure all of us that are watching and listening, we all want the death of Jesus to not be in vain. We want to receive all its benefits. And what did Jesus come to do? And so being cross-centered has certain attributes, certain characteristics. You can tell when somebody is cross-centered, and you can tell when somebody is crisis-centered, or they're centered around themselves. There's all kinds of centers. We are all centered around something. So there's the center of who we are. It has to be the cross. And so Paul is a perfect example, and he shows us throughout the scriptures and how to live in such a way. So I said to you on Easter Sunday online that one of the reasons why people are not cross-centered is because they live according to their emotions. And that's not to say we don't feel emotions. We have them, but they're not dictating or governing our day, our decisions. So although we have emotions, we are thinking, or I should say our life is centered and governed around the truth, around the word of God. Even though I feel certain things or I don't feel like a conqueror, but my faith is not based on what I feel. My faith is based on the cross and what he did. He said it is finished. He already conquered it all. Therefore, that makes me a conqueror. The Bible says it. So we live in such a state. That was number one. But I want to give you one more today. How do we live a cross-centered life? And why don't people live a cross-centered life? Having seen Jesus go through the agony that he did, why are we not receiving and appropriating everything that really belongs to us? Why are we walking around as if what Jesus did is not enough? Why are we living our lives still bound by depression, criticism, judgment, false thoughts, erroneous ways of thinking, doubts, unbelief? Why are we living in such a way of bondage when Jesus has already paid the price? Why am I still carrying the curse of the past when the Bible says that Jesus became a curse so that I can attain the blessing. And one of the reasons why is, one, we walk by our emotions and we allow them to dictate us. And the second thing is because of legalism. And that's something that we need to understand. What is legalism? Legalism is basing our relationship with God with our own performance. So when we have legalism in our lives, it's going to prevent us from walking a lifestyle where the cross is the center of everything that I do. That's what dictates my decisions, my life. So legalism would be number two. Most people stop remembering the cross and then they start to depend on their own efforts. That's what starts to happen. So why people start to move away from having a cross-centered life where Jesus is at the center of your life, where you're looking at Jesus, viewing everything that he went through, the floggings, everything had its significance, the pain that he went through. Sometimes when I've been in prayer, I can feel and perceive just the amount of... I mean, even just, I could just say the agony that he felt, you know, and sometimes I have felt, perhaps not in a physical sense, but I have felt the pain that he felt, you know, at times in my prayer life. And I always, and maybe it was a revelation that God gave me for a particular reason, for my assignment in life. I really don't know, but I know that having had that when I first came to Jesus, it never left me. And so it's something very clear in my life. And maybe that's why the love of God is carried strong in my life, because I really feel the pain of what he went through. And I don't ever want Jesus and what he, the agony and the pain that he went through to, or for me to walk in such a way where I'm looking at Jesus through my lifestyle going, what you did is not enough. No, Jesus, you don't understand. This pain that I feel, it's too big for what you did. You know, and belittling what he's done on the cross, we ought to never walk our lives like that. So we need to understand what starts to take me away from walking daily with the cross at the center, depending on him, recognizing what he did, and depending on and really grab a hold of every promise that has already been established when he said it's finished, it's finished. So legalism is one. And so I start to walk away from my relationship with God and I start to go into performance mode. So most people stop remembering the cross and they start to depending on themselves. Scripture says, serve the Lord with gladness. So legalism is when we feel burdened. Whenever you start to feel burdened, you're too busy. You're really busy. You get easily bothered. You start to get easily offended. All those are signs that you're walking in legalism. Legalism is trying to achieve a forgiveness. You're trying to achieve something that only God can do. You're trying to achieve something that only Jesus can do it on the cross. And so we start to go into performance mode. You know, we say things like, well, I'm trying. You know, I'm trying really hard. Well, oftentimes God will probably tell you, you're going to try for a lifetime and you're not going to be able to achieve it. And you're not going to be able to attain it. Because, for example, forgiveness is something that only God can give me the ability to do. And so we go into personal performance. Now, it's very important for us to understand. We start to look at our performance and then we feel peace about it, or we feel joy about it, or we feel bad about it. If I do good, my performance is good, then I'm on a high. I feel peace. I feel joyful. If I maybe didn't perform something, I didn't do X, Y, and Z right, I messed up on an area, then I start to feel bad about it. I don't have the joy. I don't have the peace. It's bothering me throughout the day. I have thoughts like, man, I should have done it this way. Why didn't I do it that way? Well, that's legalism. Legalism makes you more aware of your sins. Legalism makes you more aware of your weaknesses. Legalism is you trying to attain what only Jesus has already accomplished and what he's accomplished at the cross. So let me ask you a question. Do you think sometimes that God is disappointed in you rather than delighting in you? Do you lack joy? Are you hard on yourself? And there's something that I'm going to end with. You have to know the difference between justified and sanctified. Somebody who walks away from the cross does not make the cross the center of their lives. and begins to live in a lifestyle of legalism without knowing it, subconsciously, you're trying to do something. You're trying to attain love. You're trying to get something. You're trying to, I don't know, whatever it is, you're trying to grow your business. And there are areas in that business that only God can do. There are things in our lives, hear me, we are limited beings. And yes, we are more than a conqueror. And yes, we have the keys to the kingdom of heaven. And yes, we can bind and we can loose. And yes, God has given us authority. And yes, God has given us power. But we are limited beings. There are things that only God can do. There are things that God has already done through the power of the cross. And the way we take it and the way we appropriate it is by appropriating, taking what already belongs to me. So how do I do that? It's by faith. So by faith, not by emotions. Who cares how I feel? It is by faith. If I know that the word says that by his stripes I am healed, well, I am a limited being. I can try and get medicine. And yes, God uses doctors and God uses medicine and he uses other means. I get that. But Jesus has already paid a price for my sickness, for my diseases. Therefore, I can grab a hold of the healing that Jesus already paid the price for. So we walk around in legalism. And what happens is that we are kind of up and down. We feel good about ourselves. We don't feel good about ourselves. We start to go into performance mode. And that is legalism. That is walking away from the cross. We have to know how to surrender and how to lean on and how to appropriate what Jesus already came to do. Example, curses. I mean, I can cut curses all day long, but unless I have faith to believe that Jesus already did it, and it's a revelation in me that the Bible says that he became a curse so that I can attain the blessing. So if I maybe am confronted with a situation, somebody curses me, somebody is talking bad about me, somebody is trying to curse me, I may feel bad, I may feel horrible, I can go into legalism mode and either feel bad about it, in legalism mode and try to fix it, or I can take the word and say, God, your word says. So today, I cancel that curse. I appropriate the power of the cross, the resurrection power of the cross, and I cancel every curse in my life because Jesus has already paid the price. What legalism will try to do is legalism will enter into a performance mode where you, behind it is fear, behind it there is pride. So a legalism is such a dangerous thing. We have to know the difference between justification and sanctification. Let me give you the difference, because for those of you that have fallen into legalism, performance mode, legalism confuses the two. They confuse justification with sanctification. Let me tell you what justification is. Justification, okay, declares you're declared righteous before God. In other words, it is your position in God. That's justification. Justification, it's Jesus, you accepted me. I am the righteousness of God. This is my stance, my position. I am justified. Why? Not because you're great thou art. Not because you are a mighty person. You are justified because of what Jesus has done for all humanity. So we've been made righteous by God. We've been made righteous because of Jesus Christ. And so justification, being justified, is a position. I didn't earn it. I didn't do anything to attain it. Sanctification is different. Sanctification is about our obedience. Sanctification is about me conforming into the image of God. Me living in such a way where I want to become more like my Savior. That is sanctification. But justification is a position. I didn't earn it. I didn't earn it. The minute I accepted Jesus, he justified me. Now I've been made right. Old things are past. He makes all things new. So a believer that accepts Jesus or that repents before God because they faltered, they sinned, they've been made righteous, not because of any performance. It's because of a position. Jesus said, if you come to me and he'll forgive you your sins, seek me and you will find. It is a position. You did nothing to earn that. You don't do anything to earn his love. You cannot do more anything to earn his love. He loves you. You've been justified. You are the son of God. You are a daughter of God. That is your position. Sanctification is different. Sanctification is all about obedience. Sanctification is saying, God, I want to become more like you. Now, sanctification, if you look at it, it's a progressive process. It's not automatic. It's not right now. It's going to happen now. No, it's progressive. We are becoming more and more like Jesus through afflictions, through sufferings. Corinthians tells me this momentary affliction is producing in me a greater weight of glory. Why? So that I can, the image of Jesus can be revealed. In other words, I'm becoming more like Jesus through the afflictions. So he uses different means. Now, what happens in legalism and why people step away from the cross is because you're confusing the two. You confuse sanctification with the finished work of Jesus. You're confusing both. So there's a participation in our part when it comes to sanctification because it requires my obedience. But justification, there's nothing I can do. It's a position. It's a free. God loves you regardless. There is nothing that you can do to try to earn God's love. You cannot earn God's forgiveness. You can't earn it. He loves you. The Bible says that while you were a sinner, he died for you. So legalism will start to confuse both of them. Okay? So legalism is self-righteous pride. That is what it is. It's allowing performance to be like a spiritual duty. So now you start to do things to perform. Well, maybe if I pray a little longer. Well, maybe if I do this, or maybe if I do that. Although we should pray and we should extend our prayers, but we're not doing it to try to earn something. I am justified, a position. I didn't earn it. He's just good. But I'm sanctified. I want to be more obedient because I want to become more like him. Not to attain something. Not to try to perform for him. Because I love him. And I want to be like him. And I want to be a light to the earth. And legalism will start to confuse the two. That's how we start to step away from being centered. And the cross being the center of everything that we do. I'm going to pray for you. And I'm going to pray that God, and I will bring you part two the next time. I love you guys. So I'm going to pray that God begin to just enlighten you and that you do not fall into legalism. That you are a people that will be so cross-centered that you look at Jesus and you will fall so in love with him. That is going to be my prayer. You fall so in love with him because he just loves you because of what he's done on the cross and you did nothing to deserve it. We deserve damnation. We deserved to go on the cross. We think about all the sins that we've committed. We deserve it. Yet Jesus paid the price for all of us. My prayer for you in this series is that you start to get the revelation of the cross. I guarantee you, you will walk in humility. If humility hasn't perhaps been a way of walking in your life, when you understand the cross, you'll start to walk in humility. You start to recognize and you'll fall in love with God more. And you'll have incredible encounters with God. And you know what happens to people that start to walk with the cross centered in their lives? You are totally dependent on God. You depend on him for everything. You yield to him easily. You don't criticize. You don't judge. You yield. It is a state of humility at another level. It is a state of walking in a revelation. As Paul, that was his goal, to know the cross. To have a revelation of the cross. I don't care who you are. You can be bishop so-and-so, apostle so-and-so. Nobody has mastered the revelation of the cross. We are all needing more and more revelation of what Jesus came to do. So my prayer today is that God enlighten you and that God bring revelation. And if you are walking emotionally and you are being governed by your emotions, stepped away from the cross, or you are walking in legalism, performance mode, trying to attain something from God, that today you just say, God, I surrender. So Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for your viewers, listeners, and I pray right now, God, that they step away from legalism, that they step away, Father, from performance modes. Father, for any lie of the enemy that has told them that they have to do to prove, that they've got to perform to be able to attain. Father, I pray that sanctification, yes, they got that set, Father, that they want to obey you, that they're being sanctified, God, cleansed daily, God, so that we can be and more like you. but that they recognize their position as justified in Christ. I pray, Father, that nobody out there, God, would go performance mode, but that everybody would receive the fullness of the cross. And Father, that they would just receive your love just because you're good. That somebody perhaps that's watching me or listening to me, that they would not reject your love. They would just attain it. They would just receive it. Perhaps there's somebody that's listening, and this is what I feel. Your mom and your dad didn't give you the love that you wanted, and you're having a hard time receiving it from God. So now you're trying to perform for him. But today, in the name of Jesus, God says, stop that. God is saying, I love you, so just receive my love. Father, I pray right now that your people, God, would start to become cross-centered more than ever. Father, we thank you for your viewers. We thank you for the listeners, God. I bless them in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. I love you guys. We will see you next time, and we will have part 3 for you. Make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel and Ignites. We go live every single week. And at www.ignitemovement.org/live. Make sure you subscribe, hit the bell, you get all the updates there, and my channel as well. I love you guys, and until next time, we will see you.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you would like more content, a link to all of our social media will be provided in the description. And as always, subscribe and hit the notification button to get new uploads. And be sure to like and share. Until next time.